Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I saw some very, very interesting articles about people being caught for speeding, and they come up with the most amazing excuses. That I'll have to say, South Africans are very, very creative. I saw that there was one guy, I don't know, he was traveling at way over 200, and he said, no, he was rushing away from hijackers, which is nice, which is good, because, oh, there we go, 215. He was a 41-year-old man driving a silver Mercedes-Benz at 215 kilometers per hour, and that was in a 120 zone. That was on the November 1 south. The speedster was detained, and he claimed he was running away from hijackers. Yeah, I don't know how seriously we meant to be taking those or not, but we wanted to speak to Traffic Police spokesperson Sello Maremane. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. Good morning to the listeners at home. I'm well and you?
Excellent. Thank you. So there's definitely been an uptick on law enforcement in terms of speeding. Can you just explain to us, before we even talk about anything else, is speeding dangerous? Does I mean, we see the signs, speed kills, does it?
Very much fatal, I must say. Speed kills, because let me tell you, we all know that, the prescribed speed limit on our freeway in South Africa, the maximum speed limit that all motorists are allowed to travel is 120 kilometers per hour. That's maximum.
Mm-hmm.
But funny enough, we do have people doing even over 200. So you can just imagine, one is not driving alone on our public roads. You have to take into consideration the presence of other road users, such as pedestrian vehicle which are also stuck and so on. And so if you find somebody driving at that speed, anything is possible, anything might happen. We have been grappling, for example, with people throwing objects on the freeway. Now you can imagine if one was to travel that speed, 215 kilometers per hour, where objects are just thrown over bridges, this will lead to, loss of life unnecessary. So speed indeed kills.
Mm. And a while back, there was an article about the speed cameras in Johannesburg not working. What is the current status?
Well, we do have the, as Gauteng Traffic Police, we do have the latest technology where our vehicle are fitted with a moving violation recorder. So basically, we don't need those stagnant cameras for us to measure the speed of the vehicle that are traveling on our public road. We just follow the vehicle and measure the speed while the vehicle is in motion. So even though some of the cameras from Johannesburg Metro Police could not be working, from our side, we are not deterred by such, because the latest technology that we have, we follow the vehicle and we are able to measure the speed that the vehicle is traveling without any hindrances also.
Mm. And are people being compliant in terms of paying their traffic fines?
In the latest operations that we are conducting, I must tell you that we don't even issue citations. So in other words, we do not find people on the spot. We arrest them, because remember, excessive speeding contributes or constitute rather reckless and negligent driving. So in other words, when we stop this kind of people over 160 kilometers per hour, we immediately arrest them and we charge them for reckless and negligent driving. So we put them behind bars for such kind of thing, because they are endangering the lives of the people. So we are not even very much worried about whether these people are paying our traffic fines or not, because this really,
that isn't the issue, right? Yes.
Yes, it's serious.
What is the latest law? I know we were talking about it at home, and my kids were a bit confused as to with regard to alcohol.
0, the law says you are not allowed to be, when you are under the influence of intoxicating of alcohol, 0.024 milligram per 1,000 milligram.
Okay, so it hasn't moved. So it hasn't, right? Because at one stage there was talk of zero tolerance. Because I've always had the rule that I would allow myself one glass of wine or one anything really, which I know is kind of the right amount. And then one of my kids said, "No, Dad, you're not allowed anything at this point." But there was talk of it. But you're saying that isn't the law at the moment. The law still is what it was.
Yes, the law is still, it is what it was. But let me tell you, negotiations are at advanced stages. If we are really serious as the traffic fraternity or the, you know, the justice system to do away with irresponsible behavior, we should take away the legal limit. Why should? Because I haven't seen. I'm yet to see a person who is, consuming alcohol and having something to measure whether they are over the legal limit or not. But I must tell you that negotiations are almost at advanced stages to really take away the legal limit. This thing is not working for us.
So it doesn't work.
It doesn't work for us.
Right. Very, very, very important and very interesting indeed. Selo Omar-Meane, who is the Gauteng Traffic Police spokesman, chatting to us about the plans to continue to enforce traffic restrictions on the roads.